702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Let's talk about this attack on an oil tanker. I see Israel is making accusations against Iran.
Yeah, here we go again, eh? Morning. Yeah, absolutely. Israel pointing the finger at Iran for this attack on an oil tanker, the MV Mercer Street. At the United States, United Kingdom have also pointed the finger at Iran, or shall we say, agents acting on behalf of Iran. What it appears is that it was a drone packed with explosives that went off over this tanker and killed two crew members of the tanker, a British security guard and a Romanian citizen. They were on board at the time. Obviously, this was never going to sink the tanker, so clearly it was designed to be a statement to cause trouble, indeed to cause the kind of tension we're now seeing. And because, because we've seen before almost a proxy war between Israel and Iran, like Iraq and Iran, this obviously is going to fan some flames and hardly help. And indeed, although Tehran is absolutely rejecting what it calls baseless accusations, still in this part of the world, you know, if we know you like the blue touch paper, things can go off, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. What's happening in southeastern Europe? These deadly heat wave now causing wildfires.
Yeah, it is thought to be certainly in a part of Turkey, Greece, Serbia, into Bulgaria, geographically, if you can sort of picture that area of Europe. They're talking about this as the worst heat wave for a decade at least, probably longer, frankly. And just in Turkey alone, they've had 130 wildfires to deal with, some of them small and put out, some of them still burning. In fact, over the weekend, I saw pictures of tourists being evacuated from Bodrum, from their hotels in Bodrum. Although, frankly, why there are any tourists in Turkey, I have no idea. I didn't think that people were going there. But still, I mean, crowding onto a beach while your hotel goes up in flames, waiting for a helicopter or a boat to arrive, I mean, that's a pretty scary sort of night, isn't it? And across all these countries, again, they have emergency crews out, they have assistance from other nations. And an interesting one in Greece, given that we've all been through or are still going through the pandemic and all the restrictions and the stay-at-home orders and the don't travel orders. In Greece, they're now saying simply because of the heat, 40 degrees plus, they're telling people not to go out just to avoid the worst of the heat wave.
Wow. Disappearing dialects? What's the research telling us? Are we likely to have the Brits, you know, sounding the same in future?
Well, we could, couldn't we? That's the idea, absolutely. Linguists at the University of Cambridge in Portsmouth. Although I do remember in Blade Runner, in that film, isn't the future of the world that we all end up speaking a kind of street Chinese, a sort of cross between Mandarin and English with bits of Spanish? And anyway, this is talking about how across the UK, all those differences are becoming kind of muddied. And so eventually they reckon within 45 years is their forecast that we will in the UK all begin to say bath instead of some of us saying bath and grass instead of grass. And that Midlands double G they do around Birmingham, flinging and springing, that'll be springing and flinging like the rest of us say. Geordies will no longer say gan instead of going. Scousers, perhaps foot instead of foot, which is a thing sort of up north again, and the West Country vowel sounds, ooh-ar. It'll be ooh without the R is the idea. Because, according to these researchers, we're all moving around so much, we're becoming homogenized by TV and other influences. So eventually, we're all going to sound like Ricky Gervais. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Not sure.
Interesting. Adam Gilchrist, thanks.